أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقتلوهم حيث ثقفتموهم وأخرجوهم من حيث أخرجوكم والفتنة أشد من القتل ولا تقاتلوهم عند المسجد الحرام حتى يقاتلوكم فيه فإن قاتلوكم فاقتلوهم كذلك جزاء الكافرين فإن انتهوا فإن الله غفور رحيم وقاتلوهم حتى لا تكون فتنة ويكون الدين لله فإن انتهوا فلا عدوان إلا على الظالمين الشهر الحرام بالشهر الحرام والحرمات قصاص فمن اعتدى عليكم فاعتدوا عليه بمثل ما اعتدى عليكم واتقوا الله واعلموا أن الله مع المتقين وأنفقوا في سبيل الله ولا تلقوا بأيديكم إلى التهلكة وأحسنوا إن الله يحب المحسنين.
الحمد لله صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد على آله وصحبه أجمعين. The name of Allah, the most beneficent and the most merciful. May it be some pleasure to continue to be on the scene of His Prophet and Allah of His Messenger. Our leader, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May it be some pleasure to be extended to cover every single member of His house, as well as all of his companions, and anybody that follows the footsteps of the journey of resurrection, equally asking the message to come from the mountain. Allahumma ameen. The fear of Quran and Kareem, by the grace of Almighty Allah, this is another experience. To read together the words of Almighty Allah, explain things to the best of our human ability, and to try to draw lessons of understanding from the message of our Quran. Whatever we say and listen to in this month of Ramadan and beyond, may Almighty Allah make them all beneficial to us in this month. The starting point, inshallah, today is verse number 191 from Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, verse لأن المكنة ذاته وقتلوهم حيث تقتلوهم وأخرجوهم من حيث أخرجوكم والفتنة أشد من الفقر ولا تقاتلوهم عند المسجد الحرام حتى يقاتلوكم فيه فإن قاتلوكم فاقتلوهم كذلك جزاء الكافرين. That's why continuing the previous one, that is verse 119. By way of remembering or reminding ourselves. Verse 119 is touching on what should be the behavior of the Muslim faith. The Muslim faith, even when we happen to find ourselves and as we said, as part of what shows clearly the comprehensiveness of the message of Al-Qur'an al-Karim and of the teaching of it, that nothing is left out. It's touching the religion of Islam, touching on every minute of our life, as we are looking at them. It is clearly demonstrated in the verses of Al-Qur'an al-Karim that we recited and explained from 2 days ago. Moving from the spiritual life to our social life, to our economic life, to our judicial life, and now to the military life. The previous verse, verse 190, clearly explains the rule of engagement for the Muslim Arab. That you can never find any other rule of engagement that is so masterful and so joyous. When the Almighty Allah strictly directed that Muslims, in the beginning, they were not even allowed to fight. Even they are oppressed, they are persecuted. And when it was time to even allow them to fight, it was not a free for all fight as we witness in this world today. Innocent and innocent citizens are being killed for no just cause. The injunction of Almighty Allah is very clear. For God will be the leader and the leader. Fight only those who are fighting. Now, to this verse, it's taking on to a different level. وَقُتُلُوهُمْ حَيْثُ ثَقِفْتُمُوهُمْ. This verse is referring to a peculiar circumstance. In Islam, we have our own we have our own sacred place, and the most sacred place on earth is the Haram of Mecca. And that is why certain acts will become prohibitive the moment you step into any territory of the Haram. The old master is not the heart. There is a difference between heart and the entire city of Mecca. And that is why Arafah for that matter, where a Muslim here goes to perform the most important aspect of Hajj. It's not the old master. Have to step out of harm before you can get to out. And up to this, has been clearly evaluated with no boundaries. This is where the harm of Mecca starts, and this is where the harm of Mecca ends. When anyone is trying to follow, even accepting for you lots of that prayer simply because you are like you did before. And this is I want to underline. We said it, I think, in this one, but we need to know as a Muslim that is no condition in whatever circumstances you may be that you are allowed to live in that. But the beauty of this religion is that you have to observe your Quran in the best of your. But there is no circumstance, no condition, sickness, war, whatever, that will give you that liberty of either praying or not praying. It's not that. But in some instances, you know that you are praying while you are standing, while you are sitting, while you are driving. You can pray while you are lying down. That is the beauty of it. Even in the battlefield, one of the Prophet of Allah might then walk in two rows. And said, those of you in the first row, follow me. And those of you in the second row, be your guard. With your weapon, be ready. وَقُلُوهُمْ حَيْثُ وَأَخْرِجُوهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ another medical manifestation of the unique nature of the rules of engagement, even in the theater of war. Those people that do not show any kindness, any mercy on you, and drove you out of your ancestral homes, it is also the duty for you to also drive them out of their own homes. In retaliation, you will observe them of Muslims are not the aggressors. So you cannot expect Muslims to be indolent and good. And that is why I said, the majority of what we hear about in this religion about the heart we have is better. It's on top of our truth. Those people of Makkah, particularly, especially it was this verse addressing that theory. Some people decided to say, if you want to worship God, you have to leave our town. No freedom of religion. That was what God was offering to them. No freedom of religion. Let us remain here and forget about worshiping one God. If we choose to worship only one God, we have to go out. I do a power. It drove you out of the house. If you have an opportunity of coming back to this matter and drive them out of their own school, the gift is for you. But for you, home, I do a power. By the way, it was very pathetic when you hear the statement of the Prophet when he re-entered Makkah victorious at the later date. He was looking for where to lay his head. And even said, Alta Adana Ailun Minna. That was the remaining member of the Abbas who remained in Makkah at the later. Prophet was asking rhetorically, did you really do anything for us? We are in Egypt and not lay our head at sea. They took over the world. So, what happened to you when they had to do after the world? One faithfulness for Hashem to make a covenant. There's no doubt taking a life on an easy thing. That is why life of Islam is preserved in many ways. That is why taking an innocent life of Islam is a very serious offense.
dedicate the day, even if you take the life of a non-Muslim that is innocent. You remember the punishment? You never even have the opportunity of having the name of the fragrance of Al-Jannah, some place of entering Al-Jannah. So Islam does not look at human rights no matter what. The only exception is if when we are in a state of war, the two parties become the deal breaker. And you cannot expect a party to remain in anger, to remain indolent with nothing. Islam does not help. Do not transgress the limit, but ta'if to them must prepare yourself. Must compare to the best of your ability. But Allah is because our attention is something deep. There is something that is evil. When you compare the two in terms of which one is more severe, which one is more evil, which one will cause more chaos? And this is the case of Almighty Allah that may be different from the human being. Allah is telling us that Al-Fitna, what is Al-Fitna here? Al-Fitna in this particular verse stands for what? Worshipping any other being besides Almighty Allah. Otherwise, you know, a ship. The art of associating partner with the one and only creator of life. That is the business of this problem. So that business, assuredly, in the sight of Almighty Allah, is far, far more grievous than people engaging one another in war. That is more grievous in the sight of Almighty Allah. That is what I need to do. Of Almighty Allah. And this is with us three clearly that what is the message being clearly passed in this verse is that life without submission to Almighty Allah is meaningless. Because your coming to life was for a purpose. And when you omit that purpose, life itself becomes without any focus. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it clearly in no ambiguous terms. وَمَا خَلَقْتُمْ جِنًّا وَالْإِنْسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. You did not create the world, you have known that. Majority of mankind believe in God, we have someone that created us. Then why did he create you? Why? Just for a cause? No. That are created with one purpose. And that purpose is for you to serve me if you don't have a God. In that, yeah. So if you now give out this very essence, the very purpose of creation, then life itself becomes meaningful. Anybody that has not submitted him or has served to his creation is actually living in meaningless life. And that perfection and our faith. This is why Allah is telling us in the strong skill of faith. Preganism, associating partner with Almighty Allah, is more clear than an offense. In the sight of Almighty Allah, anyone that gives it in the heart of war that may lead to loss of life. For faith in that room, a shadow of وَلَا تُقَاتِلُوهُمْ عِنْدَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. This is what we alluded to short by before. That even at وَقْتُلُوهُمْ عِنْدَ الْمَسْجِدِ wherever you see them, you can engage. If there is a need for that. But if you happen to be in haram, in the sacred place, in the haram of Makkah, then it becomes prohibited for you to give inside. وَلَا تُقَاتِلُوهُمْ عِنْدَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. You should not fight them. Inside, within the presence of quantity of the volume of matter. Hatta, this is the exception. Hatta, we call the room. But that does not give them an advantage of now saying, if ready in their room, that they will not fight while they are in half. So we will never attack them until when we gather themselves inside what we have. Muslims are not expected to be stupid. This is what America likes telling us clearly. Hatta, we call the room. But if they choose to attack you, even in half, then it becomes an issue of the fact. Like I said, non-Muslims disturb Islam sometimes more than us. And they may like to say that they didn't want to do it in their own that they shouldn't back inside of the car. But that does not place us in the perilous or dangerous Hatta the call to group. From here to group, just to portray this point that Orientalism and non-Orientalism, even political government, we have time to study it for the purpose of letting know today. And it will sound embarrassing and insulting sometimes when you place yourself in the situation that you will now be forced of your own religion. By a non-believer in religion. And this is the situation today. This is the condition today in relation to the many Muslims. Many Muslims do not know much about their culture. And that is why part of what is needed to the confusion that has been created in the mind of men. And why they are easily led out of the religion that will surely lead them to that. Because he or she does not even know much about this or that religion. I said some years ago, close to 20 years, or less than that, there used to be in the U.S. Secretary of State, she was a woman. Who is a professor of political history, particularly Russian history. She was the Secretary of State, and there was a war going on against Muslims, I think of Iraq and Iraq in 2003 and Iraq. Then you know what Muslims were asking for. And a lot of Muslims will believe in that what is to be. For killing them. But you can soon kill it. After the fasting, a lot of Muslims are being presenting that as a good. As a good place for Ramadan is coming, that is coming to all the time. So after Ramadan, but the point I'm making here is that if you choose not to know much about the religion, you will get around. In the meeting, they went to the public matter and converted around the attendance. Then he embarrassed one of them, Muslims, coming with his strangers. He said, how come? I'm aware that the most important part of the religion was. And she was very quiet. The battle of Badr was fought when? So that should be a food for thought. If you choose not to know your religion, they will embarrass you. And if you suffer at the level of embarrassment, it's even more. At least. It may even lead you out of Islam. People have been led out of Islam because they are ignorant. They will perpetrate lies. They will cook up points just to paint your religion in the dark. So you can't talk about it. So this is one of my key analysis. Even in when we happen to be involved of it becomes necessary. When I call the room, maybe that is considered a home in Hakka, but in for the room, even when you happen to be inside the house, they shouldn't take advantage of that. But in God, the move, the truth of Christ will be. Not only know, it's that. It's the business. It's never. It's acceptable. You've committed no sin, even when you happen to be inside that. But the other one, you should not be the one who is here to start the aggression. You should respect the sanctity of the house. كذلك جزاء الكافرين. This is how we feel back. Anybody that is disobedient, anybody that believes in the mind and that has in their work. So give to faith him at the same point. كذلك جزاء الكافرين. فإن جرى فقط أوفي Almighty Allah takes off that road the kind of food. It defines you to have the right, the legitimate right, guarantee of righteousness. For all of us, what was at any point in time, and this is another peculiar rule of engagement in Islam, even at law. Any moment they say no more atrocity. No more war, no more aggression. You must hear what happens. But in a doubt, if they abstain from aggression, from attack of any form, not only will you abstain, but people that are will not be dead. But in a doubt, in the order, and this should also send a message to us. This is reading together with another verse in the same Surah Al-Baqarah. In that verse, Almighty Allah tells us about the difference between being a believer in Him and being an unbeliever in Him. We are not the same in terms of work and culture. But if really tells us that a woman is a believer, moving to believing, and a believer moving to disbelieving, equating. If anybody believes in Almighty Allah for tens of years, even for hundreds of years, please note the moment he was in change and she has. And lots of people today, they are thinking of what will happen for many years. They have been disobeying Allah. He has believed in Almighty Allah. This gives us the father the good things. But in the doubt, in the father, the moment you said, you say, enough is enough. The room is wide enough with Islam to happen. Almighty Allah's faith and mercy is wide enough to embrace but in the there is no thing, no thing, no matter how deep, no matter how clear. If you are ready to repent, your repentance must actually involve what entire, that is what you should know. When you repair, you must have faith. Not enough for you to say, Astagfirullah, 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 and you will be in the single house. You did not have faith. You did not do it. But in itself, the moment you see you have faith from what the Messiah has directed you not to do originally, but in the law, know that the Almighty Allah has never forgiven you and called you back. Ever forgiving and always bad. وَقَاتِلُوهِمْ حَتَّى لَا تَكُونَ فِتْنَةً. Still in the context of the behavior of the Muslim man, even in the battle. وَقَاتِلُوهِمْ حَتَّى لَا تَكُونَ فِتْنَةً. Why did he allow you to fight? It's for a purpose. So that there will be people who submit to the only God that will be kept. And people who don't want a human being will not take another for a right worshiping the same human being. That is all what for America does not want. Because they know we have to allow the human. There is a story relating to this particular sentence, and it addresses what somebody raised the day of the book about sometimes misinterpretation and misrepresentation of the message. Somebody said yesterday, all those who are committing an offense in the name of Allah, they will be referencing that for Al-Quran. It's not new, it's not great. And this is what exactly happened. The story I am going to tell you related to this particular part. A very famous companion of the Prophet by the name of Allah, he is in the Ramah of Allah. After the time of the Prophet, and the time of the companions that preceded the Prophet, there were some issues that led into internal fighting. Or what we can call in the modern language, civil war among human beings. Then the life of the Suleiman, who were for years under the tutelage of Prophet Muhammad, chose not to participate in crushing and attacking. They chose to be here. Then somebody came to his number of families. I was referring to this fact that I owe you a human. Why didn't you come out and fight with us? We do not agree with this leader who wants to chase it away. We do not agree with social policy. We will destabilize the system. And he was quoting to a companion that Allah said, you are born a good man. Didn't you hear Allah saying fire so that there will not be peace? And then Roman and the world was under the tutelage of the Prophet Muhammad and passing down and said, look, we were the direct audience of Al-Quran. They were the direct audience. Al-Quran came to address them. We were addressed by a saint. That man that came to now telling the Muslims that Allah said, you must buy, you don't want to. He then took on him, taught him what he did not know. That this bar, this was revealed to us. We were the direct body from Allah. And we knew what was happening. That location to the revelation of this bar, that was making. What business you are shall do in the world. People are not praying the worship of Mighty and God. That was the reason that Allah said, began to appreciate the confidence of Mighty and God. Take what belongs to your creation, give it to him. The ordinary tree, the ordinary river, the ordinary mountain. That That is the greatest of all things. And that is what has been described in this man as being what the lineage gives. It is the Israelite and Calamity. The people said that was the situation. When Elijah left those walls, if it is not necessary to fight to remove his big tattoo, the people said that we are done. And we are done. But that is a free statement. And that is why we keep this generation is not meeting. Now what you are calling me for, in Arabic it says, نَحْنُ قَتَلْنَا حَتَّى لَا نَكُونَ Which force has been one commanded so that the prisoner will be erased with the revolt? But you people are now fighting to bring about the healing. That is the understanding of the command of the people. Look at what the man tried to do. Turned the mouth of the Quran on the edge, interpreting it in an opposite direction. And that is the beauty of having the ability of people at every time. And that was how I answered that question yesterday morning. That we need to move closer to reading scholars who have the true knowledge of the Quran Kareem, and that of the Sunnah of the Prophet even when some people are trying to misinterpret and misrepresent the letters of the Quran Kareem. And again, Allah told us, fight so that they are only victims. So people are fighting today to initiate them. Many people today, I will be saying Allah has commanded us to fight so that they will know. Tell them the Zomar has corrected their line of thinking and it's wrong. Said it was revealed to us and we have complied. That is why you people do not need victory. What you are doing now is the way of bringing about recalling that victory. For all the Lord we have that, that is good witness. We are full of being with that. If there is no witness, one of the clear indications of that is that the religion will remain one that all men are not. But the food that we know is that. Find in the house, look at the Quran is coming back to that. Twice, in two consecutive verses, no matter what mistake has been committed by someone, no matter what aggression he or she might have done, even when you are saying, and these are the Muslims who must always behave this way. Look at this in verse 192, Fa'in Isa. In verse 193, Fa'in Isa. In another verse, in an Al-Qur, in Aikum, anybody that throws into you and prays, that is the decision. Anybody standing in the opposite of what you have or what you need, the instrument you can use to tell me that, but let us be like that. And the reason is an untruth, very impossible. So, by any doubt, people know all that, whenever they are ready to say we want to mend our brain, we are ready to trace our text. Aggression must be dedicated to those who are transgressing, to those who are controlled. The same message was passed in another verse of Christ. Even at the moment of fighting back, who fight you? Allah still said, Wada, you not transgress the truth. Transgressing the limit in the name of Almighty Allah, it never has that limit. Please look now. Even when you believe, you claim, you support him, he has given you the right way to go back. You cannot, and that is why in Islam, the principle upon which the religion of Islam is built is directing opposite what you call material good. What is material good? The end justifies. Islam says we are to treat the means as everything. You are not allowed to do a right means if you are achieving the wrong end. And you are not even allowed to use the wrong end into achieving a right end. And you are starting to do that. I'm not saying you have to know it in the name of Allah. To help the religion that we know. But it also says that even in the process of giving due rights to people that are under me, Muslims and non-Muslims, that okay, I will deprive somebody of his own identity with Christ. No. When that matters, he will not transgress. But in any case, I will give you those that are wrong to you, whenever they are ready to fulfill their test, to repent, to abstain, to deceive, فلا عباد إلا عن الظالمين. The punishment, the aggression, the attack must never be extended beyond those who are those who persecute you. So on this note, we have to stop here because of our time, and I will give room for questions if they arise. We ask Almighty Allah give us more and more understanding of His work and make them beneficial for us in this life and in the next one. As we are approaching Ramadan, ask Almighty Allah to have more blessings, more people than us. Accept our prayers, accept our ideas, especially in this concluding night of Ramadan. Today is the 26th day of Ramadan, meaning that when it is time for Mamun to be able to be shall be entering the night of the 27th of Ramadan. It is strongly believed that most likely the Iraq will probably be fought on the night of the 27th, but it's not mandatory. What you should just do is to take advantage of that one. What you can make adapt is best for value. The Prophet said, the Nasir Qadri will start thinking for the Islam in the last 10 years. Most probably in the world of the all night. 24th, 23rd, 25th, 27th, and 29th. So this is one of the all is widely and strongly believed that most probably, most likely, they have been often believed on the system. Almighty Allah give us all what it takes in terms of good health, in terms of water and service, anything that we need to desire to devote the remaining parts of this month for Almighty Allah. Worshiping him and also communicating and asking for the sake of the name of the Almighty Allah, he was promised. Sending down the Lord, sending one out of the Lord, and the Muhammad. So I know that he was promised. Now it's time for questions. Okay, this is a new one, Madam Abdullah.
Yes, sir.
And this will end me in my way, and then in conversation, one for them, I have one for them. In Salah wa Tasbih, in the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Salah wa Tasbih of compassion. What is known as Salah wa Tasbih is a form of Salah that is different from the usual way of our Salah. You know, we have the usual way of Salah, whether it's on the day or not, the mode of observance. We make intentions, we make that day, we go to work, we write on the book, we go to the right, we go back to the group, and we can come up with that another image of that. This is the usual way of observing Salawat. that was the message that he reported in some narrations, the more the beat you it will ask you to write you up one reciting number of a particular band in number of times. We'll write one instead of just saying the number of the camera, recite a number in particular stars in a particular number. That is how it goes. Scholars of Islam have used for that recipe. And the two views are arising from the adjustment of the hadith that has been quoted to support them. To some of them, it is a weak, or fabricated hadith, not traceable, really, to the Prophet. While some would argue that we have sufficient evidence that shows that it is equally offensive and traceable to the Prophet. So this is the situation. What is my own advice? My advice is what we have narrated, we have recited, we have read, so we are here, so on. The Prophet says we will always find great faith. And the best way in any great area to know is avoid that. Please, Allah will never query you, never point you to question and guide you to observe Salat al-Tahajjud. But it is possible it will question you if eventually you are in your innocence. And why do you do that? Because you cannot show innovation in the religion of Salat al-Tahajjud. So my advice to them, numerous Muslims who will not look at this question, is that you have many ways of serving Almighty Allah. Even if you want to observe Nawazi, there are so many other alternatives that are no controversial. Why would you stick to that? In another hadith of the Prophet of Allah, he will say them, say clearly, that la yalika bida na na na. That's enough. Whatever is doubtful, please give it. And stick to what is practical. What has no controversy? Alhamdulillah, they are never in short supply. The non-controversial answers of our religion are many, are plenty. Just take one of them, and then that's our ibadah and our prayer. The information that I said I would like to share with the congregation, last time we mentioned something, and I discovered that it was strange. Even to the end. Then that created a fear in me that maybe some other people of information that I will take for granted that Muslims in Nigeria do not know. And they are our judges. But the common lesson, information is power. I mentioned that day that somebody, a big man, mentioned government intervention that are all interest-based and that will keep all Muslims from benefiting from them. I said, no. The same government has allowed non-interest versions of all of these countries in relation to the government, and people are benefiting. But you know the irony of our president in Nigeria, the government will never put up any intervention and say it's only for Muslims. I can tell you, a lot of non-Muslims are keen non-interest rationale of the federal government in America, and they have every right to do. So that is why I would like to share with you some other developments, particularly in the financial sector, that are to the advantage of Muslims. The advantage of many years are being removed gradually. I will share with you two today. One happened last year, 2021, and the other one happened in the new year, in terms of just 2022. In 2021, it was the first time in the history of education that National Pension Commission came up with an arrangement that will allow you and me to put our pension, our legitimate pension, where we want it to be, and please Almighty Allah, and be in conformity with our mission. For years, what I know is that every conscious Muslim, they have been avoiding benefits of fellowship. Because we know it might have been generated from non-Hadan business, non-Hadan investors. And in most cases, they are not Hadan. Most cases. So, in whom a lot of increase in that advantageous will contribute, especially in the era of contributory pension. You are the one they are taking it out of your salary every year. And they will go and invest it. And then they will be paid, especially in the case of determining what your contribution is. And this is the interest that has accrued on your investment. And they are not small. Especially when you have a good job. What has been happening up in 2021 is that Muslims who are only very tough have school and all your people money. And some people are ready, they are ready to keep that money. You don't need it. Just as we have been doing in the past, depositing our money from regional banks and don't take it. Yeah. Okay, you don't need it. No problem. Locking them is not, and that is the good news. Government listens and allows two national pension commission in May 2021. They came up with what we call Form 6. This is good to know what we call it, PFP, that are pension fund administrators. It's mandatory for them to move in free of charge. Let me repeat. It is mandatory for any PFA that you are using. If you say move me away from non-Halal, non-Sharia compliant investment, and you don't get it over, and don't automatically. Some PFA must move you, whether you are on one low, pension fund out there, you have on one, on two, on three, on four, majority of pension fund costs contributing to pension while we are still in time, is deducted from four. Then that is from five. The new development is from six. And I'm saying it is your right, your PFA, the same day you apply on accepting. Say, okay, you want to remove, and you don't pay a tax. If anyone has to pay, what? On a PFA to pay for. It's free, absolutely. The only restriction is that you can only move, I think, twice a year. Because all these forms, you can move from one to another. As I told you, they are there from one, from two, from three, from four, from five, and basically from six. You look at the qualifications, the requirements, conditions, and so on. If you qualify, you can move to form president. I have to do the free. The same way you can move from six. Apply to your PFA. I have done that, but I didn't need to go anywhere on my phone. Your PFA will have an app. And all PFA is now have app. I did not do the same thing on my phone. I did with the comfort of my phone. Move me from Microsoft 24. Move me from. Until it's known as called Sharia Halal Investment Fund. They will only invest the pension in what is Halal. And the meaning is particularly that anything that is added to your pension becomes Halal. You can eat it happily without any problem in your life. So that is my recommendation I would like to share. And that was a very interesting one. The only one that has happened to us today, all of us in Nigeria for years, it is mandatory that in the law of Nigeria that says every employee, 2% of your salary, 2% of the basic salary must go towards mortgage. It is mandatory. But interestingly, the law applies even to private employees. But it applies to self-employed. You have a basic salary. Anybody that has salary, 2% of the basic salary every month must be taken and deposited in the housing fund, the general housing fund, is mandated. What has been happening all these years is that you are buying loans and never getting it from it. Because any housing scheme in Nigeria is based on they will give you a proposal to build a house and this is the percentage of the that you want to pay. The local business, consciously, what we have been doing all the time is to say, how to go to the house? What do you want to do? Say, the same thing is not 2%. Why was you forget it? Again, I have that good news. Federal Moving Bank of Nigeria released this statement. In this country and within the class, that now say we are ready now to also venture into what halal mortgage that will be interest free. There are products of Islamic financial products that they can use that will be partnership between you and the mortgage. So that also has happened in our country and it is to our. So I think I can share this in the world that way, but rather than mentioning and making it sound straight to some people. So all the development we need to bring them to our attention. But I tell that continue to be because a parent and observant of my vision. Because it's only when we have found that we will be able to act on that. The past generation is not our fault. Given a very simple and determined to government in line with the constitutional provision. I'm repeating it, nobody can force you to eat or eat or make something that's not in keeping. So that is not what I'm interested in. Okay, we have to do now, please. You have to come and say, please, what is the Islamic perception of Muslim calling Allah? And the Christian, it is a strange one. You need to do a power. If there is anything that doesn't look to a power, please today, after you do this, who can say any translation that you can have? But we want to have it. So we want to have it. It's very clear. Now we are leading. What else? What is the meaning of Lamia? I'm not a father of anyone. The Nibana says I'm not a father. I don't know. Disobedience? Transgressions? Yes. So please, is this from that? It's wrong, it's wrong, it's wrong. Please, I need more explanation on the God. Omen and Yahoo, the man and God of God, or let them know the God of people. Are using these verses to condemn the democratic system of government of this country. This will take a long time to answer, but we'll try to summarize. I'll try to summarize the rest of my human ability. We see, we need to understand what is democracy. We shouldn't give up. What is democracy? Democracy, as defined by Adam Newton, is the government of the people. By the means and for the even though it is democracy, that is it, but the essence does not change. The substance of democracy is that it is the people that decide how the government is managed. Whether it is leading to God or whoever tells you anything different from this, it's not a democracy. Democracy does not give room for what God wants or what tomorrow wants. It all depends on what. What you want? What you want? The people. Democracy is about the so if you said you have some scholars, scholars know what they are saying. And we shouldn't educate the things. Islam is the total way of life. For example, now we are allowed to do something. We are not allowed to do something. Democracy may say those ones that Allah says to you is what we people want. And that's the democracy. That is the danger. That is the danger. So in the 30 years, democracy is not compatible with democracy. But if we are under a duty to be by a new way democracy, what we do is exactly what we are doing. Gradually we are asking for what we do in keeping with our faith. And that is exactly what we should be doing if we are helping them. You cannot change it. And you are in a country that it is not only for democracy, not reality. So we will not try to take advantage of the failed democracy. One of the cardinal principles of democracy is freedom of opinion. But they will tell you this freedom is a matter of private rights. You yourself choose whatever you want. But for the country that is not saved, and nobody is letting you choose a state within your country, give me my right, and give you your right as. So that is the best way to go by. But you must not shy away from telling strangers that democracy actually will be difficult to be compatible with because of that notion of the people can take any decision under democracy, whether it is leading to God or not. That is the blue democracy. Where you hear that. God and some other places, looking at what God wants is the way of the many. It's the way of damn God. So, and that is what I would advise that we continue to do. And that is why one of the major manifestations of democracy, people make a mistake by thinking democracy. Synonymous for election. No. You can have an election without necessarily being totally to the principle of democracy that says it's only the people that will decide. But election has become an integral act of democracy. And that is what many scholars in the world have warned of movements. That if you are in a situation that you must choose your leader to an election, you please must participate. At least to be able to have a say in how they are being done. Some people will say because democracy is not good, anything that comes to democracy is not necessary. Scholars are not saying that. Many scholars in the world are looking at this as two things and two rules. And they will say which one is lesser. Which one is lesser? The lesser evil is that at least. Look at what I've been telling you. If we are not here, can we invent anything? That is it. We have to be here to invent new issues. Abstaining is never a solution. It is working. What about it now? A very straightforward question requires a very straightforward answer. I shall be a mother and I have a wife and a husband and ask the same question. Madam will ask you, what is the best answer to be said on Layla's report? As I said, it's a very straight question and requires a very straightforward answer. And we have that in the idea. Either as you go to carry out a progress in the like that. If an opportunity to have advantage of watching it on my data on the other, please, what would I say? No. Then he said clearly, who is the Allah of the Messenger of the Lord, who is the Lord of the Lord, who is the Lord of the Lord. That is the best. Any other thing is a second thing. That is why we would advise the Imam leading people in prayer, especially in the concluding night of Ramadan. Make sure they say this one repeatedly Everything we need to be on that side. But make sure he must often be said, repeatedly said, especially when you think this may be laid out upon God. The Lord is going to put down the category and the second. Okay,
everybody.
Of cotton
community. And they happen to be uniquely active that California has. And in the Iraq, they will be the guidance of one of the nationalities. They can be every week and read the office. And not only read it, but read it for time. That is an American. Then the point I'm trying to make is that it is a very household name. I was born in my name was Machit. Yes. Which are an English place. And when you are not focused, I was born in Muslim, and my husband being born. But the point I want to relate to what you said, just taking advantage of people's ignorance of the religious community. I don't think that my brother now faced him and said, now are people like you when you are saying with my own about the religion? You can sense that confession is a regret of having been. Now, when people like you, we see people here walking about now. All what we used to hear about is nonsense, is negative. That's why it's confusing. Then, now tell them that we can put that pressure on more. Like this one. Then, is it not safe now? You can understand that one. It's not okay now.
Yes, literally.
Literally, it's not great now. Yeah, literally, it's not great now. There are people like you. And that's exactly what happened. And please, this generation, the more interesting, our former generation, because there were no educated English, it was easy to say anything about Islam for children in school, in the but what another has told us also today, of many educators, many intellectuals, many medical doctors, engineers, lawyers, in any technical. So, should we allow the mistake of the past to be repeated, allow the fall of the future? We must, what I'm saying is that we need to be confident. And this is the view of when you realize this is part of what I'm trying to do. Let people know that this is a religion you want to be proud of. But now, Islam is a religion you must be proud of. Anything about Islam, that's the most thing that we are in terms of quality, in terms of beauty, and all that.
You feel it to the first.
Yes. So please let us know that we are a man of time to serve. You yourself have confidence in the faith. That is the one. Then if you see others there in that are not too confident, hold him on and do what you want to do. You are on the right path. Encourage him. Encourage him. Well, manner, you in your own mind can be different. That's it. If God of what we okay, that's something that my perspective is. If we expect it to be with a month or a different situation. So, just determine the situation. So, a normal organization. So, decide to act and see it that way. The elite, the educated class, this generation of Nigerian Muslims, you have the duty of doing confidence. We shouldn't allow that to impede.
Thank you.